Good evening, guys. We're so glad you came back for the last night. I know this is a hard night if you happen to have kids in school, so we're glad you're here. So tonight, I think we told you it's going to be a little bit different and shorter. We're going to start out by having several ladies share about Titus 2 relationships that they've either started since we started the study or that they've had in the past, and just how that's been a blessing to them and how they have benefited from it. So we're going to hear a few of those. And then I'll just have a few closing remarks. And we have some books and dessert, which books and dessert are kind of like on the same level for me. My husband's always frustrated by the books that come from Amazon. But I tell him there's way worse things I could be spending money on than books. So I'm going to stick with that story. Okay, so let me pray for us, and then we'll just get started. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you that we have had this summer to study your word together and to study specifically what you had written for us all those years ago about how we as women can live life on life together, how we can encourage one another in our walks with you and in our families, in our communities, and at work. And so I just thank you for the truths that we've been able to look at together. And God, I pray that even tonight, just as we wrap up the study, that we would each walk away changed in one way, and that we would take just one thing away and be different from the time that we've spent in your word and together over the summer. And so we just praise you and we thank you. And I just pray that even tonight, everything that we say and do would all just point us to you, and that it would all be for your glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, Anne, you're first. Anne and Becky.
Good evening. I'm Anne Leitner. And
Becky Schaefer.
One of my new friends. last summer, Becky and I became acquainted because we were serving in the children's ministry and teaching first and second grade girls in the summer session. And it's like when we met, we just clicked and were comfortable with each other, and then our friendship's kind of grown from there. And this spring, Becky started a study for the book The Excellent Wife. And a number of us were invited to that, and included older women and younger women, and I got to make new friends, and that's how we got to know each other. Want to add anything?
It wasn't just Anne and I. It was other ladies, and we all are older and younger, probably about 20 years.
20 years, at least, yeah.
So it's been fun. And then I've been married 25 years. The person that was helping me was married 46 years. So my joke is, can you imagine being a fly on the wall for that one?
So, you know, what I've learned from this study is that, you know, we really can learn and grow from each other, the younger women and the older women, and not just stay stuck in our own generation, because there's a lot to learn and a lot to share. So I'm glad we got to share with you tonight. Thank you.
I just want to do a little plug on that, because they didn't highlight it like they could have, because they're serving. So a little plug even for Mary, but they connected through serving here at LifePoint, and that's some of the best ways to make friends here with people that you wouldn't normally cross paths with. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I see people that, like, they've been coming here for 2 years, but I sit over there, and they sit over there, and we go to different services. So that's a good way. So see Mary if you want to volunteer in the children's department. She'll be happy to pair you up with another woman.
Challenged.
Yes. Yes. I'm Jamie. This is Donna, and this is Tara. And so we met each other about 6 to 7 years ago. And Donna and I met through working in the women's ministry. And Tara and I met through Wednesday evening Bible study here at church. And Donna and I kind of got connected in a personal way when we needed to discuss some things for the women's ministry. And so we decided we'd go out and have lunch and talk about the things that we needed to talk about. And so we hit it off, and that's how we came to be friends. And then Tara and I, during Wednesday night Bible study, accidentally discovered that we go to BSF. And I was in the Tuesday morning, and she was on Monday night, so I switched to Monday night, and we started sitting together, and that's how we hit it off and got to be friends. And then one day in the, whatever that place is called out there where the tables are, we were talking, Narthex, we were talking, Donna and I were talking to each other, and she said she was going to meet Tara for lunch. I'm like, I know Tara. She said, you know Tara? I said, I had no idea we all three knew each other, and we were all three friends. So that's how we discovered that we all three liked each other. So we decided we would all three go together and have lunch together, and so that's how that got started. So, and then we are connected. We all three benefit from this intergenerational relationship through friendship, encouragement, laughter, fun, and love. We challenge each other to grow spiritually. We speak truth to each other, and we cry with each other. We laugh with each other. We give each other direction when things are confusing and challenging. And we just meet each other in different stages of life and help each other through different things that we're going through or people have we've been through before. And it's just, it has been very good blessing for all of us. And I know we all three have prayed for a relationship like this with each other before we even knew each other. So God sovereignly put that together. Anything else? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, girls.
We've been going out to dinner about every other week.
Yes. Keeping up. And we try new places if anybody wants to know what's good.
I'm by myself, so no, my people that I'm with aren't here. That's okay, I guess. So the person that I started discipling, I met here at church. She was new her first Sunday here, and because she had children, I don't always call people when they visit for the first time, but I happened to call her. And just during the conversation, I could just tell she was really, really searching. So I asked her if she wanted to meet for coffee. And I don't drink coffee, but that's what we say, right? So we did, and at that first meeting, I could just sense that she was just struggling and searching. So I asked her if she wanted to meet weekly for a Bible study, and she said yes. So that's been going on for like a year and a half, so we meet every week, and that's been really, really good. So I met that lady at church. And recently I started discipling a different lady, and I met her because her son went to high school with my son, and my son, for like 4 years in our basement every Wednesday night, had a Bible study, and her son was not a believer, and he came to that Bible study and came and came and came, and then finally, after 4 years, he gave his life to Christ. And I read the book, The Gospel Has a House Key, which I referred to at the hospitality talk, and that book really, really was big on who are you having over into your home. You should be having non-believers into your home. So I made this big announcement to our family that we were going to be doing that, and first on our list was that boy's parents. And they came, and everything went fine, and I told my son, I said, I really think that I need to meet with her one-on-one and share the gospel with her. So I prayed about it and prayed about it and just was nervous about it. And finally, she showed up at church one Sunday. And so I just said hi and immediately just said, do you want to meet for coffee? And she said, yes. And then I said, do you want to study the Bible together? And she said, yes. I don't know where that came from. The Holy Spirit, that's where it came from, right? So we met one time, and I shared the gospel with her, and I said, have you ever heard that before? And with tears in her eyes, she said, never like that. So we've been meeting now for about 3 weeks, so we're just getting started. And what I've enjoyed from this study is it's brought to light just how important it is to have other women in your life who are more mature than you, and how you need to be doing your job of mentoring somebody else or discipling somebody else.
Hi, my name is Emily Dansizen, and our family moved here after living for 9 years in Virginia, and so it was a big change, but I've really been blessed by everyone who's poured into me, but one person in particular today is a kind of emotional day for me. She leaves for Zambia today for a year, and her name is Caroline Tripp, and she's been my mentor for about a year, and I just cannot tell you how much she's poured into me just by her gentle spirit and just living out the gospel in a way I've never seen before, and she's only 21, and I just was blown away by how young she was and yet how spiritually mature. And I think it's easy for us youngsters to go through life and think, oh, we have time, you know, like, oh, we see so many amazing women, and oh, but, you know, we have a couple years for that. Let's just get through high school, get through college. But she was the person that was like, you know what, you don't know how much time you have. And I was like, man, I've got a lot of work to do, and I only have a couple years to do it. And so I just... And I really want to encourage you as we're going through this study and as we talk about living life together with people. And a lot of times I think that we don't feel like we're good enough or we know enough or we have the right answers to everything. And so we're worried about entering into this relationship. But Kara definitely didn't have the answers to everything, and I didn't expect her to, but she just touched me in a way just by living life, how she did, and by pouring into me the hours. She was so busy. She worked every day of the week, and yet she would, I think our record was 6 hours. We spent 6 hours together just talking about anywhere from music to books to C.S. Lewis was our favorite topic, but and prayer and spiritual warfare and just name it, and we talked about it, and it was sharing ideas and just feeding off of each other's passions for different things. And so sorry I got emotional, but it just, you never know how you're going to touch someone and reach someone. And even though she will be gone and we won't be able to talk in the way that we have, I just have that example to live by, and hopefully I can pour into others the way that she poured into me. So
hello, my name is Gina Killingsworth. So I've been attending LifePoint for almost 2 years now, and I've met very many wonderful people here, and I'm just blessed to call LifePoint my home. I've met a lot of people here through doing Plan and Promise on Sunday and Wednesdays, also volunteering in the nursery, doing the fundamentals class, doing the idolatry classes and the other classes that they offer here, Bible study, VBS, soul care counseling. So signing up for this Bible study, I wasn't really sure exactly what it was about. Really all I knew was it is about how women can come together to know each other and to be Titus 2 women, and I didn't really know what that meant. But I knew that whatever it was, I needed it to be a part of, because I knew I needed more Christ-like centered people, and truthfully, I'm not really that great at meeting people and making friends. Plus, at the very least, it would help me draw closer to the Lord, and I need all the help that I can get into that. After listening to Michelle's testimony on what it was like to have an army of people that are Christ-centered in her life and to be by her side at the drop of a hat to teach, grow, and most of all, love, truthfully, I wanted to cry, because I know that I need that so badly in my life. Even more than that, I want that. Going through the study has stretched and pulled my heartstrings through every chapter, every week in this book. One thing that I realized was that I am already blessed to have a kindling relationship with a wonderful woman at work who guides me biblically when I wander down to her office on several occasions throughout the day. I also realized that I need more of her in my life. I need a lot of sisters, and we'll be blessed to have some daughters as well. And again, I need these women as much as I want these women as much as I need them. I was just recently introduced to a wonderful woman here at church to be a sister with, as well as an accountability partner. After meeting for the first time, we both felt that this is going to be a good fit for the both of us. In sharing our struggles with each other, I realized that after I got home, how much this relationship was going to grow me. I think at first it would be hard in many ways, but that is a good thing. And being a Titus 2 sister to this woman, it's going to cause me to dive into my Bible more and really learn how to use and navigate it. It's going to cause me to really work on having a sound heart and mind. It's going to help me be, as Nancy puts it, run to the cross instead of running my mouth. In turn, this is going to help me help her and hopefully many others as well as myself. Not only is this going to help me in my Titus 2 woman relationship, but it's going to help me in many aspects at home as well, with needing help loving that man, the unexpected blessings, and that taste of heaven, along with many other aspects that life likes to throw at us. As Nancy said on page 272, they, women, need someone who will walk with them, pray with them, weep with them, challenge them, or advocate for them when needed, stick with them over the long haul, and help them discern step by step the best course of action. For this, I truly pray not only for myself and for the women that come into my life, but also the women that come into all of yours, because God knows as well as we do, we need it.
Hello, I'm Debbie Chastain, and I too wrote mine out, so I hope you don't mind me reading it. I was actually not going to do the Bible study when it was announced at church, because I already attend the ladies' Bible study on Thursday mornings, and so I didn't think too much about it. But just recently, I met a young mother of a teenager who had started going to our church, and found out that she lived just right around the corner from me. And so we started up a friendship. She asked me one Sunday if I was going to the Bible study this summer, and she suggested that we go together. So I went home and prayed about it, and the Lord impressed upon me that I should indeed go. So I got my book and my workbook and started reading and doing the questions, and I really enjoyed the study. That first Wednesday, my friend called me up and said she wasn't going to be able to attend. I was disappointed, but I went and really enjoyed the singing and the teaching. At the end, we split into small groups. We started discussing what we had learned when a young lady who I had never met spoke up and shared she had recently lost her husband, and she was a mother to two very small children, aged 3 and 1. She was visibly hurting and reaching out. My heart just went out to her. We closed in prayer, and I went to Erica, just trying to comfort her. You see, in my life, I suddenly lost my dear baby granddaughter at 8 months of age, Caden Joel, and then my son, Andy, lost his battle with brain cancer. And so my two very young grandsons were without a father, and my sweet daughter-in-law was without a husband and was a widow. I shared this with Erica, and from one hurting heart to another, we connected. That night, I so felt the presence of God and immediately knew that that was why the Lord had directed my path to attend the Bible study and to meet Erica. How humbling to know that God, in his foreknowledge, could use my painful journey to come alongside someone who was hurting just like our family. I wanted to reach out and encourage her that indeed God is faithful and would carry her through. This summer, Erica and I have gotten to know each other, once by going to her home to help her with some home chores that was much needed, and to pray together, and just for me to listen. Through scripture, I read every morning, and I text her a verse that if I think that would help her, to encourage her on her day. And, you know, God is an amazing God. His plans are right and true. His perfect plans that we would never in a million years ever would have thought of bringing two women, one older, one younger, one a young widow, one married for 43 years, one grandmother, one young mother. We are two women who follow Christ that had never met, and God brings them together to encourage and support each other on this journey in following Christ. This love and compassion from God fulfilled in our lives to bring glory to God and be adorned with his glory and grace. I would like to quote my son Andrew's favorite verse because I think it, well, I just like it. This is from Jesus' teaching on Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6:26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither reap nor store or gather in barns, but your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Thank you.
There's a lot of people here. So I don't go to this church. I'm not a member here, but I'm fortunate enough to have worked with Katie for 13 years. And she brought me here. She actually led me to Christ. So she's been a great mentor for me. For the last 5 years on Wednesdays, I've been working in a ministry with youth. Just giving them a safe place to help them find freedom from hurts, habits, and hang-ups of any kind. So when this study came up, I was like, I don't know, it's Wednesday, it's all summer, it was a stretch for me, but I prayed about it for a while, and then about the couple days before, I finally took the landing leader out and said, hey, I'm going to take a sabbatical because I'm going to take this class. So this class has meant a lot to me. It's something I know I need to do is grow again and kind of do those ups and downs. And so during this study, I began asking God for a godly woman to connect with. I've known I've needed a special person to help walk alongside of me for a while. So a lady from my home group kept coming to my mind, so I sent her a text. I explained this study and that the leaders suggest we find an older woman in spiritual community to develop and connect a mentoring relationship with to help us develop godly character, commitments, and attitudes, all of which I need lots of. I asked her to pray about it and to let me know. She responded immediately that she's already been praying about mentoring since last September when she went to the Adorned Conference. And so she responded, yes. I told her I don't know what it looks like and said, I think it just means we do life together. We've met already once, and after talking about my broken relationships with my family since taking in my niece, she said, I just received an email today regarding an Abigail study from Revive Our Hearts. The title of this study is Abigail, Living with Difficult People in Your Life. So we'll soon walk through this study together. A couple days later, when I was reading just the last chapter in Adorned, Nancy stated, our goal for what we're talking about here is as grand as the glory and majesty of God. But the method he has prescribed for us is as simple as women sitting down together, opening their lives in the Word, receiving, passing on to others the baton of faith and Christ-like character. So I took a screenshot and I sent it to her with a message, you're right, doing life together. So I know the leaders here hope that each one of you, as well as I do, find someone to just do life together. So, thanks.
Hi, I'm Sue Smith, and 3 years ago here at Life Point, the women's ministry offered the opportunity for mentoring for those who wanted to mentor or to be mentored. And I've always enjoyed mentoring, and I've been mentored by some wonderful ladies during my lifetime. So we were asked just to fill out an information sheet about our interest, a little bit about our life, and what we wanted in a mentoring relationship. And then the women prayed over it, and I was connected with a very sweet young woman that was very young, and she was recently married. She was a nurse in a very busy ER, led a very busy lifestyle. She had accepted Christ during college, but had never really been discipled. And what she was wanting in her life was somebody to come along with her. She was attending church, but she said, I'm not in the Word daily, and I want somebody just to help me. And she said, I want to be bold in my witness for Jesus at work and with my family, most who weren't Christians. So we began to meet, and we decided to do an online Bible study that late spring and summer from Women Living Well. We decided to study the book of Acts. And it was a low-key study where we studied a chapter or two a week, and then we would meet for about an hour and a half for coffee once a week, and we would talk about what we had learned from the chapter that we had read, how it had challenged us, and how we were going to apply that to our life as we studied the early Christians and Paul's life. And I was just so inspired and challenged by her during that summer. She was very busy, but she may have missed one or two times that summer. And she went through some trials at work. A colleague at work lost her husband, a young woman who lost her husband, and then her uncle developed terminal cancer. And in both of those situations, she developed a bold witness with them and was able to comfort and witness to them. So that was just so neat to watch. And I had moved into a new neighborhood, and I wanted to be a witness to my new neighbors, and so she prayed for me. So it was just a special summer. And then when fall came, I was resuming BSF studies here at Life Point, and I invited her to come, and she started coming to that and was able to study God's Word more in depth and meet new women and to share with them. So it was just a very special relationship. She moved away and no longer comes to church here, but we keep up contact with one another and pray for each other, so it's just been real special. So this study, I think this ADORN study, has challenged me and convicted me even deeper as an older woman to be alert to younger women around me, whether it's just come alongside and encourage or whether it's more focused, people that just really are yearning to get deeper into God's Word and to learn more.
Just this afternoon, I was listening to our very first week, a little bit of it, just to kind of frame our whole summer together. And I heard my own voice say on the recording, if at the end of this study we have made much of God, it'll be a success. And I think these stories point to the power of God and His sovereignty in our lives and His providence. So I hope that's encouraging to you to have your eyes trained to be looking for what He's doing and who He's bringing into your life.
Mm-hmm. All to Jesus I surrender.
Surrender all to Thee, my blessed.
that hearing those stories was really an encouragement. I think one of the things that is encouraging is how they were all different. It doesn't have to be like this complicated, this is the only way to do it kind of thing. And we all have different stages, we go through different stages, and so just find what works for you and do that and be satisfied and content with that. So now to the business stuff. If you brought your name tag tonight, there's a basket out at the table that you can throw it in. If you didn't bring it, just stick it in. Just leave it at the information desk on a Sunday sometime in the next few weeks, because we're probably going to reuse those. I'll leave a basket at the information desk for the next few Sundays. And then also, some of you asked about turning in the response cards from last week tonight. You can throw those in the same basket. It's right out there on the corner. And if you didn't get a response card last week, there's some blank ones out there as well. And then just kind of following up on these stories, also out at the table is that save the date card that we had last week with the upcoming events. And so just find whatever the next thing is for you. And we can't all do everything, as much as I like to try to tell myself that I can't. So just pick one thing that works for you, and it doesn't even have to be something that's here. Maybe it's BSF or whatever. But the two studies that I do want to plug tonight are Marianne DeMott's Thursday morning Bible study, which meets on Thursdays here at 9:30. And this week, if you want to come tomorrow morning, they're going to be studying Proverbs 3 and 4. And Marianne does provide childcare, but I think she just needs to know in advance. So if you think that's something you might want to do, let us know and we'll get you her email address. And she just goes chronologically through the Bible. So it's a really good study, and it's just in the Word, so you can't go wrong there. And then also starting next week during the same time that we've been meeting, the ladies' Bible study will jump back into the book of Isaiah. So that's another option for you. And there is childcare on Wednesday nights as well. And starting in January on Wednesday nights for children, we're actually going to have more of a discipleship program for the children. So it won't just be childcare. They'll be studying the New City Catechism. So that'll be a good thing. And the men also have a Bible study on Wednesday nights at the same time. So if you have a man in your life, he can come and study the Bible too. And then a few weeks ago, we talked about Mary Veal doing a hospitality discussion, or somewhat little training session, I guess, on how she does things. And so she's going to be hosting that on August 11th from 2 to 4. So if you didn't sign up for that, but it's something you're interested in, just see her before you leave tonight or send her an email, and she'll put you down and she'll get you some information. And then as we leave tonight, lastly, before I get to this, I know this was mentioned in one of our weeks by one of the teachers, but we have had a lot of support from our pastors to put this study on. Like, even when it was just an idea, we met with Pastor Tony, and he gave us the go-ahead. And I just want to tell you guys how fortunate we are here to have pastors that care about their women's ministry. And every single one of them will drop what they're doing to answer a question, to help us if we don't know, if we're not sure about a passage. And so we are so fortunate. So when you see them, thank them for doing that. And some of you know, too, that my brother is going to be leaving, so I've kind of been joking with Jim, like, who's going to get my calls now? Because I can kind of bug him anytime. So, well, I feel bad for whoever that person is going to be. So lastly, as we leave tonight, we have some sweets out there and some coffee. So we want you to hang out and meet someone that you don't know, or maybe connect with a friend that you do know. And then also there's a table with books, and a lot of the books several of the books are for sale if you want to buy one. Any of them would be a great option to get together and read with another woman. Also, there is a resource list that has some websites and podcasts that we like, and we do want to just tell you guys, if you have a question about a website or a book or a podcast, just ask one of us. Anybody that Todd or Tammy or Rachel or any of the pastors, because there is a lot of just bad teaching out there. but it's all guys with just a little bit of truth, and so it's hard to sift through, honestly, and it's tiring to sift through it. So if you're not sure, just ask. There's a lot of people here. Another way that our pastors are very supportive of kind of researching and telling us, yeah, that's not good, and this is why. So just let us know. And I think that is it. So check out the books and definitely grab a resource list, even if you don't want to buy a book tonight. And someone did ask, if you forgot your money, can you still buy it? And we will. That's fine. Just let us know and we'll write it down. You can take the book and stick a check in the offering box. So, okay, let me pray for us and we'll head out. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just praise you after hearing these stories about how women have connected and that the connection has been you. That was all that they had to have in common was you. It doesn't matter how old we are, or what stage of life we're in, or if we're widowed, or what we've walked through. You are the source of connection for us, and so I thank you that we got to hear those stories, and I just pray that you would prompt each of us, like someone said, just to be looking for where you're already working and where you would have us reach out to someone, either to mentor or to be mentored. So just help us to be bold in that and to be looking for it and to be willing to take a chance on someone. So I just praise you again, God, for our time together this summer. I pray that we would all go out of here adorning the gospel for Jesus' sake. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you.